press conference in Dublin today where 9 TDs, including myself, addressed the conference. And we're all coming together as part of the national campaign to oppose this unjust and unfair tax.
And a lot of politicians are saying anybody who is opposing this household charge are acting irresponsibly.
Well, they would say that anyway, because they'd all be government politicians who are responsible for bringing in this legislation. And their attitude would be that they're going to support it regardless. And I believe that it's a legitimate form of protest for people to exercise their mandate and not register and not pay this tax.
Since the economy downturn here in Ireland, we haven't seen many protests. Do you think this is the first proper protest, the start of the first proper protest here?
I know from the reaction over the last couple of days and the reaction we've been getting at public meetings that have been organised in Donegal over the last number of weeks that people are very angry about this and are very concerned about it as well, and they're saying that they're not going to register and they're not going to pay for it. This is the first time actually that the Irish people have been given the option, because they have to go and volunteer for this tax and they have to sign up for it voluntarily and register for it. So it's really the first time that they have an opportunity to let the government know what they think of the austerity programme that they're pursuing.
How many households will it take not to pay this tax for the government not being able to enforce it?
Well, I wouldn't like to be putting any figures on it, but I do believe that if a substantial number of people refuse to accept this tax and refuse to sign up for it, well, then it becomes unworkable very quickly. And people can then force the government to go back to the drawing board and implement a taxation system that's both fair and equitable.